This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. News reports this week revealed that a dangerous new superbug has made its way to the U.S. It's a drug-resistant bacteria that has sickened people in three states, including Massachusetts. None of the three infected people has died. But health officials are worried that superbugs are becoming a growing global problem. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 90,000 people in the U.S. die each year from infections caused by drug-resistant bacteria. What's worse, new strains of these superbugs are unleashed the more we use antibiotics to treat them. To understand more about this, we're joined by Dr. Stuart Levy. He directs the Center for Adaptation Genetics and Drug Resistance at Tufts University. He's also the author of the book, The Antibiotic Paradox: How Miracle Drugs Are Destroying the Miracle. Welcome to Radio Boston, Dr. Levy.
Thank you, Sasha.
Dr. Levy, this superbug, this drug-resistant bacteria, is called NDM. Now, those aren't just a random collection of letters. The ND stands for New Delhi, which is where health officials say this bacteria originated. How did this new superbug get from India to the U.S.?
Well, not everybody gets an infection from this bacterium that carries this NDM resistance determinant. So it can be carried innocently on planes by people from one place to the other. The origin seems to have been in New Delhi in India, and in fact, I think all the patients that are being seen or heard in this country have in some way or other passed through India or received medical treatment in India.
So you could have it on you, in you or on you, not get sick from it, but still be transmitting it and spreading it.
Exactly.
Why are health officials in the U.S. so worried about this strain? We've seen superbugs before.
Bacteria are so clever because they don't get up and shout and say, "Here I am." They just travel. They don't have passports. They can go wherever they want. And when you are a bacterium that is easily transmitted to other people because you can live on the skin and in the intestinal tract of lots of different kinds of people, it's pretty easy to understand why, if you let it out, it'll go everywhere.
Typically, we treat bacteria with antibiotics. That tends to be, by default, what we do. Many people take antibiotics pretty casually. But as I understand it, the antibiotics play a role in this. This is problematic for this bug.
Clear. All resistance is related in some way or other to the misuse of antibiotics.
In what way is it related?
An organism that is resistant will not die when an antibiotic is given. The others will. So what one does in taking an antibiotic is select out those bacteria that are resistant, and they become the dominant player. It's not an even field. They are the winners in any environment where an antibiotic is being given.
So antibiotics kill some bacteria. They don't kill others. The ones that they don't kill often develop a resistance to that antibiotic.
They are resistant, and they easily can go from one place to the other without fear because there's no antibiotic that will touch them. That's what the new bugs are telling us.
When people don't complete an antibiotic regimen, is that part of the problem? They only sort of weaken but don't kill, and now you have these bacteria that have been introduced to an antibiotic. They develop.
That's one way, for sure. The other is to use an antibiotic for a cold or a virus for which they have no activity, and all they do is disrupt the environment and select for, propagate these resistant strains.
Listeners, we're talking about a new so-called superbug that's arrived in the U.S., and we're also talking about how the overuse of antibiotics is contributing to this. We're wondering if you are worried about this, if you feel like you take antibiotics too casually, if you're a user of many of these antibacterial products that also factor into this, if you worry about getting sick from possibly lethal bacteria when you go to the hospital. Let us know if you have any experience with this. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're talking with Dr. Stuart Levy. He's a professor of microbiology at Tufts University who specializes in looking at drug resistance and drug-resistant bacteria. Dr. Levy, so we've been talking about people take antibiotics. Oftentimes, bacteria develop a resistance as a result. But it's doctors who are typically prescribing those antibiotics. So has the medical community, at least in part, created this problem of drug-resistant superbugs by overprescribing antibiotics?
Certainly, that is one cause. And that is being addressed at the level of the professionals. But what happens to the antibiotic when given to a person? And after 2 or 3 days, oh, I feel better. Maybe the person didn't even need it in the first place, puts it in the medicine chest and saves it, and then starts to take it again. Suddenly, the patient becomes the doctor, prescribing the antibiotic, goes to the medicine chest, takes out the antibiotic and takes it, and doesn't have a full course because it's left over, and contributes to the resistance problem. First, that it was given in the first place, and second, that it was stored.
So you said the person may have taken it and not need it, but the doctor prescribed it. So why would
exactly.
a doctor be prescribing if the person maybe could have just waited out this illness?
There's a long litany of reasons why, but essentially, we don't have the rapid diagnostic test yet to tell the physician and the healthcare provider, this is a bacterium, it's not a virus, or this is a virus, not a bacterium. So if the patient is sick and looks sick, the doctor will often prescribe the antibiotic, despite the fact that it may be a viral illness, not bacterial.
So the doctor may think, I have a sick patient, I'm not quite sure what it is yet, but rather than do nothing or do the wrong thing and risk the patient getting sicker, why don't I just give an antibiotic which will probably wipe this out, or I hope wipe this out?
If it's a bacteria, it will.
So how do we solve this? You know, we need antibiotics to treat bacteria, but you're saying these antibiotics create a larger problem. So do we need to do a different drug?
We need two things. One, we need to use antibiotics correctly. We need to have access to them. And I'm happy to say that there's an international organization that is doing just that.
I want to bring someone in. We have a caller, Dan from Brighton, who I think raises a very important issue. Hi, Dan. You were going to talk about antibacterials.
Yes, in soaps. I was just wondering that I thought soaps were relatively antibacterial anyways, but now whenever you buy Dial or Safeguard or any other soap, they have various antibacterials added to them. And these things, you know, get washed down the drain and into our water supplies, and we just always have them on ourselves. Does this, I guess, kind of dilute the potency of antibacterials? And then are they even necessary to be in soaps, because isn't soap inherently antibiotic because it will lyse cell walls?
Thanks for that, Dan, because it's not just antibacterial soaps, it's antibacterial hand lotions, antibacterial toothbrushes. So, Dr. Levy, tell us about this growing
category. Well, this happens to be one of many concerns I have. And I think, Dan, you put your finger on it. Soap and water is the best solution. Wash your hands, essentially. And the addition of these additives raise a real question, because they do get diluted down. Bacteria in the environment see them. They be selected for resistance. And what's most important, in our laboratory at Tufts Medical Center, we showed that these products, antibacterials, chemicals, will select bacteria resistant not only to them, but also to standard antibiotics. Hence, we come back to this question of antibiotic resistance.
Do you advise that people not use antibacterial products like soaps?
The only ones that should be using those are those who are immunocompromised. That is, they are sick, they have AIDS, they've been just finished surgery, they've had transplants, where they need that extra protection. But then they have to use these soaps not as a soap and water with less than the correct percentage. They have to use the medically certified antibacterial soaps.
So if you're a healthy person, a bar of Dial or Coast or Caress or any name sort of mainstream soap should be perfectly sufficient to get you clean. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We have a caller who I think didn't stay on the line but had a question that I think is worth they'd like you to answer. They just want to know the name of the actual superbug. What is its actual name?
Klebsiella. And it carries the resistance called NDM1. Now, the fact that they used one tells us that maybe lurking out there is an NMD2.
So the number one means that this is the first of this kind, but
correct.
We think not the last of this kind.
Knowing what we know about other enzymes of this sort, that is correct.
Dr. Levy, thank you very much for talking about this. I think it's important for people who I think actually have a lot of questions when they see all these products. They think, am I hurting or hurting?
And I hope they will ask their physicians and healthcare providers, because I think antibiotic misuse is a real big problem. And the prominence of the so-called superbugs is really the result of misuse of the antibiotics, and of course at a time when we need new products to counteract resistance.
If you can answer this very quickly, is there any sort of good site or maybe website people should go to learn where can I find out what to use?
The Alliance for Prudent Use of Antibiotics has a site, APUA.org. org.
Alliance for Prudent Use of Antibiotics.
International, throughout the world, has chapters in about 65 countries.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Stuart Levy is a professor of microbiology at Tufts University. He's also director of the Center for Adaptation Genetics and Drug Resistance at the Tufts University School of Medicine. Dr. Levy, thank you for coming on Radio Boston.
Thank you for inviting me.